Parshas Vayetze, we have the beginning of Yaakov's coming to the world. I guess we'll start with the end piece is kind of strange. It says by Rachel that she stole the trophim, and Yaakov got very upset, and Lavan got very upset, and he had tainus to Yaakov why she stole the trophim, and basically that's where the klola came about that Rachel died. So the importance of that parsha, it lies in that. But there's something here about she took the trophim, and it says vatesimim bekar hagomel vateshav alehem. V'rochel lokas ha'trofim vatesim ekar ha'gomel vateshav lehem. V'ashonet kolov loy motza. So, I mean, I guess one could ask the following question. Avraham Avinu wanted to get rid of Avodah Zarah. He took a stick and he smashed it. That would be to us the most efficient and best way of getting rid of Avodah Zarah. Let's assume that Rachel wasn't so strong. She's a woman. She can't smash them. So you would take the Avodah Zarah and chuck him out someplace. Take it and throw it out in some dump. There was no lack of garbage dumps. Why did she take and sit on it? It's ki'ilu, in a certain sense, a person who does that is stealing it. In other words, if I want to get rid of something, I take a match to it and I burn it. I throw it out, Yelechene Yam HaMelech. So she should have taken it, thrown out someplace in the forest. I'm sure there was plenty of space there. It was no problem. It says she took them and she hid them. That is a gneiva. In other words, the maisa sounds like a maisa gneiva, and she sat on it. Why? What was the inyan in that? That's a shaila I'd like to pose. And it does say, in the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, they're going to tremendous amkus and sadis in this inyan, but we'll try to understand the content, the nekuda, in a way that we can get something out of the hair, something. Let's start from the beginning of the parsha. It says, Vayetzi Yaakov Be'ashava, Vayelech Harana, Vayifka Ba'mokom, Vayelech Sham. So he came to this Mokom, and the Rashi says, Lehiska Kosa Be'ezim Mokom, Al Be'mokom, Aniske Mokom Acha. So the word Mokom here is going to give away where it is and what it is, and so on and so forth. So obviously, the whole parsha over here is something where the fact the Beis Hamikdash has different names, Har Moriah, Har Hashem. There's based Tefillah Yukari L'Cholamim. It has many, many different names. Obviously, each name is shayach to specifically the person that's shayach to it. And the fact that it's called Mokoim by Yaakov, Yaakov's the one that now in Breish, by the Akedah, before we could have said it just means they happen to come to the place. Now Mokoim has become its name. Chazal Darshan over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekomo Sa'olam, Ve'olam Mekomo, that's something which is now Alamokom HaShe'efchar, Mokom has become the name of the place, which is kind of very strange. I understand that Mokom is something which belongs in the beginning. In other words, it's a place, we develop it. It's just like almost there's an empty lot that they're going to build a building on it. So Kozman is an empty lot, you refer to it as the lot down there. But once they build a big complex on it, you don't talk about the lot, you talk about the complex. And yet Mokom over here became frozen as the name of it. And Chazal say that over here, from here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Mokom. So Yaakov is the Av, who's Kevea Mokom, and this is the events where his beginning of coming into his own, the Vayetzi Yaakov, is where his career is something as Mokar. Only Dovahu. In the way of being Koiner at Yisrael, each of the others did a pe'ula. So by Avram, it says, in the parash Vayera, that's his time, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Re'ei, he tells him, look at this place, this is what I'm going to give. And then he told him, Kum hishalich ba'aretz, because our echat nena. Go and walk through the land, I will give it to your children. So that's a pe'ula. It's a kinyan. It's a maisa kinyan. It's a maisa kinyan of doing something, walking the land, seeing it, habotes koinin hefka, and bechlal, it's some sort of maisa to prepare the way, the maisa of a similar upon him. There's a maisa of us that's similar upon him. The next, by Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Gur ba'aretz hazoy, shasha etein, Lazarecha, I think, he told him to live. Living in a place is a maisa. It's a verb to go and to do something. The kibush is a type of kinyan. There's chazaka. Those are all pe'ulas. Gur means to develop, to actively live there. But Yaakov Avinu, he tells him the place. The place that you're laying on, I'm going to give to you and your children. Laying is. I mean, it's technically a verb, but it's hard to call it a verb in as a maisa, especially that Chazal say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekapel at Yisrael under him. Everything else, you can, when you're doing a maisa, you can plow the land, you can plow the entire land, you can walk through the entire land, you can look at the entire land. But being sheichev is dalar amis is a makom of yadam, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekapel. So why is that Yaakov Avinu's pe'ula, and it's not retroactive? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, do something, look around you, walk the land. Yitzchak he tells live over here. So those are Kadosh Baruch Hu instructing him to do something. Kohen Eretz Yisrael, over here he lay down to sleep. It's like the Shiloh about if a person makes a kinyan, oided b'nich sager, and he doesn't always make a kinyan. He went to sleep. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, hey, you know, there's land under you, and now it'll be yours. It doesn't seem to be, it seems to be the hefech of what the Avos was supposed to do. It's automatically, your makom, this is your makom, and it belongs to you. And the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes for that, also Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make any nisim miuchet. Obviously, the nes of him coupled the eretz underneath him was for this purpose. So why in the world wasn't he? So why is his maisas different than everybody else's maisa? Though that is trying to understand a little bit Yaakov Avinu's Mida, or Yaakov Avinu's Pa'ulos and Asiyas and so on. So let's look a little bit at, let's try to understand a little bit Yaakov Avinu's Mida and something about this Makom over here. So first of all, Yaakov Avinu's Mida is one, there are two descriptions for this Mida. One description is Emes, or Teferis is called Samsfarim. That's one description. Another description of his Mida is called Das. In relationship to Chochma and Bina, Das is another type. So each of the others had a Vavrom Zokin, Ein Zikla Zeshakana Chochma, Yitzchok is Shaychas to Bina. And Yaakov is Shaychus to Das. Different aspects, we've spoken about it in the Vadim that night. But so the Yichud of Das is to Yaakov. Das has different elements. One of them is called that Bedaitoi Nifku to Hoimois. That Das splits open the abyss, the Tahoim. What exactly is that Mida? So we've seen, again, in the Alishu, we've seen about it being able to affect the entire person down to the deepest crevices in his personality. There's another knech in Das Nifkutoimois, which also deals with Das as in terms of understanding. Something in Das that would make it another dimension of Emes. The Titan Emes Liyakov would include all the Das as well. I will try to explain that. So let's start with something else. There's a Reb Mendel Shklov is Talmud of the Gra. He was Talmud of the Gra. He was probably his foremost Talmud in many years. He has a sefer on Agadita called Afike Mayim that's been printed. A lot of it is extremely inaccessible, very Kabbalistic. But here and there are pieces there that are really very fundamental pieces. And one of them is over here. And he says as follows. He describes the whole p'china of Yaakov, and he describes the Vayivka b'makom. He says, and he points out. He says Vayikach me'avna makom, Yishka b'makom, Kse Vayivka b'makom. Makom zeh, he says, is mikomo shel olam. It's the mikomo shel olam. Whoever shesia shemishom chushas olam. That's the Beis Hamikdash that contains the Evan Shesia, Shemimenu Hushtas Ha'olam, Shunekuda Merkazis HaPnimis, it is the most pnimistic in the Kuda, Shena Nitvas B'Makom, you cannot deherit within Makom Ve'en Lo Mida. In other words, it's a point. Just like in geometry, a point has no length, no width, no depth for sure. This point over here, the Evan Shesia is such an akuda, and that's why v'lachen shama yemakim aaron eina min amida. Whereas makim aaron eina min amida is a din in the makom as much not in the aaron. V'hu ascholas hakavim v'shoshim. It's the beginning of the lines that radiate into the world that flesh out the world. V'ein lechlik zachos klal, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. This, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, this is exactly what I'm giving you and your children. Ratzaloyma, Shaloy nit nekudas hamakim apnimi, Ashu shayrish kalam aloy. I'm giving you this nekudas hamakim apnimi. And b'meila nimtzush b'zesh nishtabdu kol umiz kol medinas tach zeshus or shusaroy, because they also have this nekudah apnimis. And that's why Shabbos is in Kaisol, because Shabbos is something that was given. It's a Malam and Azman. It's also an Akuda and so on. That's basically what he says over here. I'd like to try to deher it and understand a little bit. When we talk about Emes and Sheker, so we are talking about L'chura. If I ask myself what I describe Emes and Sheker, let's say two people come along. And one person says he's the ravadet of the shul, and the other person says I'm the ravadet of the shul. So one or the other, somebody's telling the truth, somebody's lying, and we'll know who the right person is. We'll check the ID card. That's emes and sheker. So I tell you that this is X, and it's really Y. That's emes and sheker in a way that really is. Not at all, but doesn't deal with the real emes and sheker in the world. Let's take another example. Let's say I tell somebody, a person says, who's a little child asks his father, who's the Rav? And you tell him, the person that has a long beard and a long coat. Okay? So, two, three, four times, he sees, and always the person with the longest beard, the longest coat, he's the Rav. That is an emes of sorts. It's, but he didn't get to the heart of it. He wasn't mafchin between emes and sheker. He goes to a hospital, and who's the doctors? Person with the white coat and the stethoscope. So it's generally true, but the problem with it is. Not that it's sometimes not true. That's not where the problem started. The problem starts that I gave him a symptom. I gave him a sign, a simen. I gave him some sort of expression of it, but I did not. I did not define the etzem thing. I didn't define and say a person who graduated school and was accredited or whatever. That is so. So I haven't really. I wasn't oimid on the oimik of it, and b'meila, I did not get to the emes of it. In other words, we're talking about emes and sheker in a very, very different way. Everything starts with an akuda pnimis. In other words, the essence of the thing itself, the essential being, and the definition of that as such, and the tfis of that as such, is the emes. As it begins to radiate outwards, it takes on, it becomes more fleshed out, and takes on more and more simonim, and b'meila, I can be teifa something mitzad chitzayne shaboy. So just like if you were to ask a person who's very primitive, not so primitive even, you ask him, what's the essence of a person? The heart. So a person does anything, we'll just sort of say the stomach or something, then the heart or whatever. Today, we know that the real essence of the person is the DNA. And that'll also change as Akash Baruch will open our eyes. We'll see more, we'll get it down to more and more of a seed. And tachlis, if I have the DNA, I can reconstruct the whole person. So everything else is just a mikra. It's just like the etzem luz, that the luz is the essence of something. And then we build a body around it. And it's the same person, as long as that same luz is there. Whatever the luz is, it means there's an akuda pnimius, that's the etzem. And everything else is just expressions of it. But anytime I'm toifus the chitzonius, and the hair, any pnimius in it, that's sheker. So it starts by not deharing the emes entirely. And b'meila, that becomes the makom of sheker and the makom of tos. So the Mendel Shklov is telling us that there is in the world a nekuda pnimius. That nekuda pnimius is something which is that nekuda pnimius is something which is the shayd and the shayd of everything, and it's almost maddening. Because it's not Teufis Makom. There's no way to describe the coordinates of that Makom. It's just like in the Sfarim, like where Rami speaks about the Nekudem Tzoyis. The Nekudem Tzoyis doesn't exist. We've explained many times, the Nekudem Tzoyis of a car is the car. It's a Nekuda that we call car. Everything is built around a car, around being a vehicle. So there's seats to sit in, and there's an engine to drive it, there's a steer to it. But it's an akuda. It's not a place. It's not a thing. But everything is defined by it. A car is a vehicle to drive people from place to place. That's what it is. And every car is such an akuda. That akuda is not something that you can put in a box. But everything is around that akuda. That's why we're going to need passengers. We're going to need an engine. We're going to need tires. We need so on and so forth. So everything, the world starts with an akuda. That akuda is the etzem sheirish mimenu chushtas olam. That nekuda is called makom, and everything else goes around it. And that's the sense in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called mikomo shel olam. It's something which is a makom of, it's the etzem metzias of it. And everything builds around it. So just like a makom, everything in the makom relates to the makom. This is to the right, this is to the left, this is south, this is north. The makom is the context of everything. That nekuda is the shayrish for everything, and everything defines itself around that makom. That's what he says over here. And everything emanates from that. Everything comes from that, everything comes around that. That's the p'chinas makom that we're talking about. If the person's faculties, of the person's cognitive faculties, chachma means I gather in information, it's a mashalom adu rabbi, I bring in input, data. Bina means I organize the data and so on and so forth. and I'm able to be makish all sorts of things. So if I look around and I say, such and such a people are sick, and such a things are the things that they have done. So I'm able to see some sort of correlation and to say, if such and such a type of person usually has this machla, therefore, if this is this isn't the same type of person, he probably also has that machla, and so on. That is a process of the Chochma and the Bina. These are all things. Chochma comes from the outside. Bina is a processing I do. Das is a much deeper faculty. Das is another dimension. And that is bedaito nifku to hoimois. I need to be able to be oimed on the shevish inyan. So when I say there's a correlation in A and B, so it caused it, didn't cause it. It comes because of it, comes together with it. What is the reason? What's the shevish? Why it is that this and this creates this problem? And as far down as I got, that's how much emes it is. Because the closer you get to the point, to the nekuda, the more it's emes vis-a-vis all the sides. So if I'm at a far end of something, at the very, very end of something, the statements I make are true about a very small part of it. The closer I get to the core and to the heart, the more true it's about everything. The bedaito nifku to hoimois is the mashtisa shel oilam. It's the evan shesia. In anything that I understand, in anything that I'm misyaches to, getting down to the bottom of it, to the rock bottom of it, is something that is that's the nekuda of being oimed on the emes. So we have now a hagdara of das, of Yaakov Avinu's mida, is emes, but it's an emes of a very different type. It's a whole new dimension of emes. Avraham Avinu's emes was klapid avodah zarah. Yitzchak Avinu's emes was pure in itself. He didn't need to compare it to avodah zarah. And Yaakov Avinu was oimid on the pnimius of the world. He was oimid on the nekuda emes of the world, and the Mela was able to understand that everything is a shayrish, everything is an anaf rather than a shayrish. So let's go to the question of Rachel, and we'll see it. Klal Yisrael's mohus is a munir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achdus of Hashem, understanding it, establishing it, propagating it, and so on. That's Metzuos HaKlal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu did it by being menapitz the avodah zarah to the world. He did it by being menapitz avodah zarah to the world, destroying everything around, and it was a fight. That's the first, the Mesiras Nefesh, real Mesiras Nefesh. But that's a lower madrega. It's the lowest madrega. Because when there's a fight with somebody else, you know, ain't give him a kind of a give a kumoise. Lemushel, if somebody tells me that, let's say I pride myself on being very strong, I'm the strong man, and someone tells me so-and-so is also a strong man, and there's a havamina that it's right, so I'll challenge him to fight. I'll argue it. I'll say it's not true. I can lift 1,000 pounds. He can lift 900 pounds. There'll be a vikuach about it. Let's say somebody shows me somebody who's paralyzed, and he says he's the giver. There's nothing. I mean, I'm not misyaches to it. It's a joke of some sort. I don't know what it is. So Yitzchak Avinu's darga was higher. He wasn't misyaches of the zara. He lived kol kulon Eretz Yisrael. His world did not encompass avodah zarah, and that's a second darga. It's you don't need to fight avodah zarah; you're oblivious to it. You live in a world with no avodah zarah. Yaakov Avinu is a high amida. Yes, so Yaakov Avinu, she sat on the trophim, means she subsumed the trophim under her, And it's Yaakov by extension. In other words, to say that this is be'etzem my rutz and my doing. So lemushal, if I take a look around the world and I see kohos in the world, I see Elohim Acherim. So Avraham Avinu goes and he destroys the Elohim Acherim. So people shouldn't be toy after it. And that's Darga 1. Yitzchak is not goyris them. In his world, there is no Elohim Acherim. It's Einod Mulvada, it's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the highest Darga. The highest Darga is when I look around and say, these are the Hanhagas, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his bidding. These are the malachim. So when a person's same thing is true in terms of emunah. A person goes and he, the first thing is he has to debate, is this right, is this right, is this right, is this right. As a person gets over that, and a person understands Einoid Mulvadoi, and there's nothing but a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he doesn't see a place to debate anymore. And that's a higher darga. But the final darga is, when the person is Oymed, we saw the Rabbeinu B'chaya Noach, that a tzaddik tamim is somebody that he knows the kechav and mazolos, he's mishalich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something which this halich noach means, I understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his rots in the world through shluchim. Adrabe, it's understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu does work through shluchim, and the Gibor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sidvaray, and understanding how he does it is a greater deheronet, because in that oifin, I'm bringing in more under the fold of Kol Shemayim. So Yaakov, it says that the Shainas are quite abstruse in terms of it, but basically the point was, it so to speak, when you sit on something, means you kivish it. It becomes part of your possession. The Trophim were not quite of a Zorah, but taken apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, left to Lovin, the Avodah Zaras. Just like all the Mazolos and the Mesharasim and so on, that Be'etzim are Kol Kuloi Shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you look at it in itself, it becomes an Avodah Zarah. This became something of its own. Sha'ein Kain, once it's subsumed on the Kedusha, becomes part of that, and that's that. So, Yaakov Avinu, so the others are a progression of being Oymer on Emes. Avraham Avinu is the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and so on, vis-a-vis the world. He needs to fight with it. He needs to break the Avodah Zarah. He needs to go out and to call to people and to tell them to be Oymer Hashem and so on. That's Avraham. Avraham needs to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael, Kumis Alech. Yitzchak is there, and his job is to make sure that everything in his world, that world, is pure. Gur ba'aretz, that's his mitzias, and since the mitzias Yisrael becomes Klal Yisrael, that's him. Yaakov Avinu's mida is das, which is a bekiya to haim, showing where and what the emes, by being oimid on the emes la'amitoi. The Goyen says Emes Lamita means that you know the halacha and you know how it expresses the Olam HaMaisa. Yaakov Avinu is understands the Emes Lamita. He deheres the makom, the pchinas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's mekoyim shalom. He deheres the sheirish rebriya, where everything else is simply anafim. That's a further step than Yitzchak, and that is the avoid of das, the b'day to nifka to haimas. There's a, let's understand a little bit on Yonena. So certainly this is something which is, this is the core and the aside of our Avodah, of Klal Yisrael in the big picture. It's where we went to and what we did and so on. But I would like to deherit a little bit mitzad, a person's lifetime Avodah, day-to-day Avodah and so on. But we tend to think of ourselves as, you know, struggling. If we're doing Averis, so we struggle, and once we're basically not doing Averis anymore and we're doing the mitzvah supposed to do, we're home. And that's where we are, and that's great. And you can always put a little icing on the cake, a little bit Kavanas Arizal, a little bit Hidurim, Lefim Shoras Adin. Basically, once a person gets to doing what he's supposed to do and not doing what he's not supposed to do, it's just Tzitzinu Prochim, nothing more than that. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra. This is the sugya of Rabbi Baba Chana. Rabbi Chana, the Agaritas, the famous Agaritas that are totally baffling Agaritas. The Goyin has a pirush on this, and the Goyin says that these Agaritas, it says in Yeshaya that Mashiach is going to look very, very unappealing. He will look like mushchos. Hoyde mushchos. The person is very he's scarred, and he says this refers to the tremendous oimek of that's in the Agaritas, like Rav Chana, that addressed in things that seem to be laughable, strange, and weird, and so on. This is Nagoyan has a pirush on it. This Agarita comes from there. This is an incredible Agarita. This is all Derech Mashal, obviously. Vam Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana said, Zimna Chada have a kazlina bisfinta. We were traveling in a boat. V'chazina nahu kavra. We saw a fish. The yasvalon chols agabe. Sand had, the fish was sort of floating in a place, and sand had settled down on it. It sort of covered it up so that it was, it looked like an island of sorts. So he says, Ve savrina, ve kodach agmeluya, and there was a water on it. There was a lake. That, you know, it basically took on the shape of an island. Savrina yabeshtehi. We thought that it's land. Visalkinon, we got off. Vafinon ubashlina gabe, and we baked and cooked on top of it. Vikatcham gabe, and when it started heating up, both senses of the word, is hapich. The fish decided to flip around. Vidlav the havi mekarves finta avetavinon, and if the ship wasn't close by, we would have. We would have drowned. It says v'kata agmalu means grass grew on top of it. There was, it took on. What does Chazal mean over here? The Chazal mean this yisoid of v'day to nifkut ha'imais. In other words, a person who doesn't have das and sees something mitzad its top layer, is standing. He built a whole, he didn't build only a building of Sheka. He built an island of Sheka. In other words, a person whose emes goes down only to a certain point, or better said, his ability to be mafchin emes and Sheka goes down to a certain point. It's bedrock. So imagine a person, he wants to build a building, and he sees a large slab of rock. Fantastic. Rock is the best thing to build on. And he builds a building, and then he discovers that, yes, it's a big slab of rock, quite thick, but it's on top of a swamp. So as soon as he builds a building, the thing goes under. So it's because the person could only, so the person, let's say, he wanted to see how deep is the bedrock, he drilled a foot. And it's all rock. So it's fantastic. But a foot and a half down, it's swamp. And it's swamp all the way down. So basically, he was fooled on the thing that it's bedrock when it's really swamp with a rock on top of it. In mitzad, a person's nefesh, mitzad, a person's panemius, it also works like that. We don't start. The mistake is to think that when a person starts building good, he starts at the very bottom, and he builds bottom up. That's not the way it works. The metzias is, usually, we park a fish over there, and there is choyl agabe. The kotcha agme means, and grass started growing on top of it, and there's just water and grass, and it's kind of a, looks like an island. And it's only when things get difficult that the thing flips around. A person needs to understand that a person has in himself a tohoim rabba. Tzidkos chatzedek, the tzedek v'shbaruch is noikiv at tohoim, because a person is a person's mitzias is extraordinarily deep, and we can't function. We'd never function if we start from the very very bottom up. It is appropriate that a person starts with a layer on top. There's no, it's just like when you build a building, you start with a skeleton and scaffolding, and you sort of make an outline. The outline is not strong, but it's workable. So a person sees a building is standing halfway and says, great, we can put weight on it. You can't. Right now it's just standing on the scaffolding and the support, and it can't support much weight. When the building will be finished, so it's not inappropriate to start somewhere on top so that you can work with it. It has to be that way. But the person also needs to understand that his avoda lies is not finished until he doesn't incorporate the mid of das. The mid of das is boikea tohoimois. Das is mafchin. Let's not be harsh and say emes or sheka. A person does something. A person has gotten used to doing a good thing. So let's look at things. A person sitting and learning. So to say, because from the very shayrish of our neshama we imed on the emes, and that's all we do, you have to really be fooling yourself to think like that. But it's fair enough. I know it's the right thing to do. I know I'll get into it. I also have a lot of support. People say it's wonderful. There's l'shma, l'shalei l'shma. It's fine. But a person needs to understand half of his avoda is building on top, and half of the avoda is to keep sinking down more and more, to keep drilling and filling in deeper layers. The ability of das is to be boikea tohoimis, to understand what it sits on. Because, and Chazal's words are extraordinary. He said, whenever you sit down on a new place, and it looks solid, but you have to keep the boat nearby. You need to understand, you don't know how much heat it takes, and all of a sudden everything flips around. A person doesn't know how solid something is until it's not tested. And we don't know how many times it's tested. We don't know what heat it's tested with. And we don't know when it'll be tested with. A person always needs some sort of boat nearby. A person is never sure that he's on dry land. Because if a person doesn't realize, that the word tahoim means a place that we really can't fathom how deep it is. The mamakim of a person's nefesh are incredible. And they're at the Tehoim Rabba. And that's why it's that Sidkus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is done on a seif. But it's not, you can't get trapped into, well, if I'm not Oiskehalt until the very, 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 very bottom, then it's nothing. Then in Cain we parted ourselves, it's also a rationalization, and we parted ourselves from doing anything. But a person has to not mistake a possible fish from dry land. A person needs to deher how far down he is, and so on. The Mila, so Yaakov Avinu, who in a certain sense is for us the most relevant of the others, we're called Yisrael. Yaakov is the one that founded the Shiftei Koran. Klal Yisrael came for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu brought the Avodas HaAvos to its climax. The climax is not how high of a tower you build, but how deep down. Avodas Hashem doesn't, the greatness of Avodas Hashem is not how many chumrah, the chumras and hidur and mitzvahs I have, especially those on display. A tremendous Avodas Hashem means how deep down is it? How much is it that it's not shayach hamatzav that a day I go by and I won't learn? How, it's not shayach that I'll say something that'll hurt somebody? And even if the guy got me very upset, and even if I got very, very annoyed, and even if I'm in a bad mood and I have 10 other things in my head, and this Narish guy came along, did you, well, let's see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps testing downwards. The midah of das is b'dayt the nifkut tohoimis, that the person be able to see straight through, that the person see how deep down does it go. And you keep building. And yes, each time we need a boat to understand that every so often there'll be a time we have to hold on to something artificial, maybe something that is lehedya artificial. But we need to hold on to it because you know it's not rock bottom. But that's the beginning of the end. That the only thing that can take around the entirety of the person is when you get to that core of the person. The more I struck particular midah, a core midah of the person, the more it encompasses the entire person. Then everything he does goes around it. That's the goddess of it. The obvious, Avraham had to struggle and fight to get out of Yisrael. He had to struggle and fight with Avodah Zarah, and that's the first step that had to take place. Yitzchak had to build it solid, insulated, kol kuloi. And that was his Avodah. And he also had to at least engage in Gur. Yaakov Avinu's peak is that Eretz Yisrael is his core. He is in the makom of Eretz Yisrael. That became him. Anything that I have to do that's not me, I need to do it. I need to say, Hinei Mukhrim Zuman, to do A, to do B. Why do I need to do Hinei Mukhrim Zuman? Because it's not me. But when something has become who I am, then it's automatic. The owner of the store needs to tell his worker, do this, do this, do this, do that. But the owner of the store, if this is his livelihood, he does it. In the middle of the night, someone will tell him, you know, I think I left the door open. He runs. The worker has to be schlepped. Because this is, for the worker, it's a thing he does, and the owner is it. The core of Avodas Hashem is when it goes deep down all the way. The Seif Pasuk is that the person's makom, a person has a makom, and that he's kind of just by being, because it's his essence. He doesn't need to any kinyan. You know, for Alpayim Amish to be kind of Shvisa. For Mekoyim Shaladim, that's your makom, that's your place. And Yaakov Avinu was zeicher to that darga, and Yaakov Avinu's midah of emes, the midah of emes we have is bedaito nifka tohaimis, that the person sees the emes to the core. Anything that's emes at the very core, and the closer it is to the core, the more emes it is. The entire being is emes, and the avodah zarah is not only. Not only don't you have to fight them, not only do you have to exclude them, you become the Baal Bayis of Zarah. Because if you capture the Sheirish of everything, everything else is b'meila toilada of that Sheirish. Chaps.